So let's review. Having mentioned Shimshon as an example of someone who was punished, Mida Keneged Mida, the Gemara now explains the psukim that discuss his life. The Malach told Shimshon's mother, V'hu yachil lahayishia es Yisrael, he will begin to rescue Klal Yisrael from their enemies. The Gemara interprets yachil in the same sense as bal yachil devarei, violating an oath. Shimshon was permitted to fight the Pelishtim, even though Avram swore to Avimelech, im tishaker li ulaneni, not to harm his descendants, because the Pelishtim had already violated the oath on their part. After Shimshon was captured and blinded by the Pelishtim, he davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember and strengthen him and repay him for one of his eyes. Rashi explains, he wanted the reward for the second eye in Olam Haba. The Gemara explains that he said, Ribbayna Shalaylam, Zachar li Esrim Shana Sheshafat Tes Yisrael, V'loy Marti La'echim Hem Haver li Makam Imakam L'makam. Remember how I judged Klal Yisrael for 20 years and never asked anyone for a personal favor. The Gemara describes Shimshon's physical appearance. Ben Kesefav Shal Shimshon Shishim Amahaya. There were 60 amas between his shoulders. Additionally, Shimshon Chigur B'shtei Raglav Haya. He was lame in both legs. This is hinted to in Yaakov's prophecy when he referred to Dan as Shfifun Ali Arach, a snake which crawls without legs. The Gemara discusses Shimshon's extraordinary strength. Chamisha Nivru Me'in Dugma Shel Ma'alo V'kulon Laku Behen. There were 5 individuals created with heavenly powers, and they were all stricken in those same areas. Shimshon B'Kaychai. Shimshon had supernatural strength and lost it when his hair was cut. Sha'ol B'Tzavare. Shaul HaMelech stood head and shoulders above other men, and he died by falling with his neck onto his sword. Avshalom b'sairoi. Avshalom had beautiful hair and died when it was caught in the tree. Tzidkiyo b'einav. Tzidkiyo had extraordinary vision and was blinded by Nebuchadnezzar. Asa b'raglov. Asa was extraordinarily swift, and he became ill with gout because Asa angari b'tamidei chachamim. He conscripted Torah scholars into his service. The Gemara describes Shimshon's lofty spiritual level. Shimshon don es Yisrael kavim shebashamayim. He judged his fellow Jews like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, Da'in yadin amay ke'echad shifti Yisrael. Additionally, Shimshon mi'ein shemay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra. His name is reminiscent of Hashem, who is also referred to as a shemesh. Ki shemesh umogin Hashem elikim. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu megin al kol olam kuloi. Av Shimshon megin b'dorei al Yisrael. He also protected the Jews of his generation. Having contrasted Shimshon's interaction with the Philistine women with the story of Yehuda's interaction with Tamar, the Gemara digresses to discuss that episode. Vateshev b'Pesach Einayim. The Gemara offers 3 interpretations of Pesach Einayim. Shaholcha v'yashvav la v'pischoi shel Avram Avinu makom shekol einayim tzayfis l'roisei. She sat in the place where Avram pitched his tent because people would gather there. Makam hu shishma inayim. This refers to the actual name of a specific place. Shenosne inayim lidvareha kishatava. She was particular to answer correctly Yehuda's queries when he met her and told him, Giyayris ani, I am a convert. Penuyani, I am not married. Yusoymani, I am an orphan, and so I was not married off by my father. And tahirani, I am not an ida, and therefore permitted to you. Another aspect of that meeting. Vayirel Yehuda, Vechshevel Lezayna, Ki Chisesofana. Yehuda thought she was a harlot because she covered her face, which means Shechisesofana Beves Chameha. He did not recognize her because she was modest in his home. The Gemara derives from here, Kol Kala, Shitznu Beves Chameha, Zaycha Beyetzim Imena Malachim Menabim. A daughter-in-law who is modest in her father-in-law's home merits having descendants who become kings and prophets, just as Tamar merited that Malchus Beis David descended from her, and we know that Amitz v'Amatzia Acham Hava, Amitz the father of the prophet Yeshayahu, was the brother of Amatzia, king of Yehuda, and so Yeshayahu Novi descended from her as well. The Gemara describes how Tamar identified Yehuda. V'hishalcha l'chameha leimar, le'ish asher eila loy anoichi hara. She asked him to recognize the staff and signet that she sent to him. The Gemara explains that she did not identify him outright, Because noich leila adam shiapel asim letech kivshan eish val yalbim bnei chaveri berabim, it is preferable to be thrown into a furnace than to shame another person. She also pleaded with him, saying, Hakir, now please recognize them. The Gemara explains that this was midah keneged midah. Bahakir bisul la'aviv, he used this expression when he told his father, Hakir na aksenis bentrahi, to identify Yosef's coat. Therefore, Bahakir bisru. The Gemara contrasts the Kiddush Hashem affected by Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef, shekiddushim shemayim baseiser, zalcha vayisivu lo ois achas mishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef is also called Yehosef, and the letter He, from the name of Hashem, was added because he sanctified Hashem's name by withstanding his test. Yehuda, shekiddushim shemayim b'fahesya, zalcha v'nikra kuloi al shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the letters of Hashem's name are included in Yehuda's name. As a result of his actions, Hashem told Yehuda, Hitzalta tamar v'shnei b'neha min ha'or, Chayecha shani matzal b'schus ha'gimel min b'necha min ha'or, maninu chananya mishol v'azariah. Since you saved Tamar and her potential two sons from being burned, I will save three of your descendants, Chananya, Mishael, v'Azariah, from the furnace. Having mentioned Avram's tent, the Gemara digresses to describe his interaction with his generation. Ve'ita eshel bever shava, Avram planted an eshel tree. This can be understood literally. Asa pardes v'nata by kominim agadim, he planted an orchard with many varieties of fruit. Ultimately, ve'ita can also refer to a punduk, he established an inn to host passerby. The Gemara elaborates on how Avraham Avinu taught people about Hashem. Ve'yikra sham b'shem Hashem keil olam. He called out in the name of Hashem. This can be read as Vayakri. He caused others to call out. Hikri Avraham Avinu l'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'pal oiv v'shav. Avraham brought the name of Hashem to the lips of all passerby. How? La'achar sha'achlu b'shasu amdu l'varchai. After eating and drinking, they would rise to thank him, and Avram would say, V'chi mishaliach haltem, mishel alekei oylam achaltem, I haven't fed you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Therefore, hoidu b'shibchu v'varchu l'misha amma v'hoi oylam. Praise and thank the Creator of the world. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, which gives another example of punishment, midah keneged midah. Avshalom nisga'a b'sarai, l'fikach nitla b'sarai. Avshalom was vain regarding his hair, therefore he died by hanging from his hair. The Mishnah relates other examples of how Avshalom was punished midah keneged midah. Ulefi shabal eser pelakshi aviv, lefikach nasnu bai eser lun v'yois, shenema v'yisabu asara nashim, nasin kli yayiv. He was pierced with 10 spears because he sinned with 10 of his father's concubines. Furthermore, ulefi sheganav gnavois leiv aviv v'leiv bezdin v'leiv yisrael, lefikach nitku bai gimel shvatim, shenema v'yikach shleisha shvatim, mekab av yitkin b'leiv Avshalom. He was pierced with 3 lances to the heart because he deceived the hearts of his father, the Bezdin, and all of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk describes how David HaMelech mourned Avshalom. V'yizik HaMelech koil gadol, b'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, b'ni, b'ni, altogether calling him my son 8 times. The Gemara explains, Shiva, the askim is Shiva Madur Gehenim. The first 7 times he raised him from the 7 depths of Gehenim. V'yidach ikad amri, the kar of reisha legabi gufei. Some say that the 8th time accomplished that his head went back to his body. While others say that he brought him into the world to come. The pasuk says that Avshalom set up es matzeves asher be'imik hamelech, a monument. The Gemara explains the word emik to allude to be'etza amuka shel malka shel olam. These events were preordained by Hashem, the king of the world, as a punishment for David HaMelech for his involvement with Bathsheba. Similarly, the pasuk says, Vayishlechehu mi'imik chevron. Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef from the depths of Chevron, the Gemara explains, Be'etza amuka shel oisit tzadik shekaveh b'chevron, to fulfill the terms of the bris bein avasarim, which were told to Avraham Avinu, who was buried in Chevron. And as Rashi explains, V'hu tchilas sibas yiridas Yisrael l'mitzrayim. This was the beginning of the fulfillment of Kigeri Yezaracha be'eretz loy lohem, their descending to Mitzrayim.